CAW and 4ZLK. ZLK clear.
10-4 BWA, KP2HXS. BWA, KP2HXS.
BWA, K4OIM. That radio's working fine.
This is KP2HXS looking for KN4BWA.
Sorry. Yeah, this is walled up here like bowling. I ain't four pumps, Steve. So I'll let you go ahead and try it again.
Well, no worries. I was just mounting an antenna up on the house. I just want to see if he was around for just a minute. All right, very good. Walt, have a good day. KB2HXS will be clear.
BTW Mobile.
KB4CPA Mobile.
CPA, W4CTW, this is Tyler. How you doing today?
Just marvelous. Better than I deserve. Did you say your name was Tyler?
Here's Tyler. I think I've talked to you before. I haven't talked to you since I've gotten a decent antenna and mobile rig in my truck, though. The last time I think I talked to you was you and Patrick were on, and I tried to talk to you guys when you were headed to play tennis. I was up there on Signal Hill in Greenville.
KB4CPA. Well, I think I remember that, believe it or not. But anyway, I surprise myself sometimes. Oh, me. So what are you up to today?
It's a work week. I usually work till 12 or so on Fridays, and right now I'm headed up to Lowe's to pick up some materials for next Monday, and I'm headed to Kohl's to drop off some light fixtures that are going back for an Amazon return.
Yeah, I didn't know you could do that until the other day. My wife said she was taking back some Amazon returns. I said, where do you do that? She goes, at Kohl's. I said, what? Kohl's takes Amazon returns? But anyway, I'm headed over to my youngest daughter's house again today. Went yesterday. Her 4-year-old was climbing up on the bed, and he would jump down right in the corner. And evidently, this is some more design, and the frame is metal, but it's, I don't know what kind of material it is. It bent, and she was afraid that, he could get cut on it, or not to mention it would be uncomfortable to sleep in. So, I went back over there and bent it back up for her, and so today I'm taking a bunch of tools over there, and I'm going to fix it right, so it's not going to budge when I get through with it.
Like you either have a really strong 4-year-old or a weak bed. I'm not sure which one, but that's a pretty good bit of damage, it sounds like, for a 4-year-old.
Not an expensive bed. If you saw it, you'd know what I mean. I mean, the little metal frame is about an inch deep, and I mean, it makes an L, and it and it's thin, and I could see how he could, jump off the top, but if he lands right in the corner there, I could see him bending it, because there's no support there. There's no screws going into the wood, and it's just the stupid design. I'm sorry, I'm trying to use the S word there, because either that or somebody didn't put it together right. One of the two, I don't know which, but I don't want to make my son-in-law look bad if he put it together. I don't know who put it together.
Be the way it's designed, you got a lot of stuff nowadays. They say they don't make it like they used to, and they're right. you see a lot of stuff because, you know, people demand a low price. They demand it be there immediately, and a lot of this import stuff and even some of the other stuff now is just made so light that you can hardly believe it even works. And just the slightest bit of, you know, use outside of its normal parameters, and it's not going to hold up.
This will hold up when I get through with it, so. Oh, me. So that's what I'm doing. I'm headed down Wade Hampton here. I'm westbound, getting ready to go into the noisy spot here. So I'm going to get a little noisy, but it should be readable, I hope, anyway.
But I just turned on to Wade Hampton here at Poinsett Street, almost to Buncombe Road here in Greer.
On the input, I'm at Wade Hampton High School, coming up on that intersection right now. Come on, green light. Yep, it's going to stay green. Okay. And then it's usually noisy through here. In fact, if you stop at that light, you can stop in a dead zone, and you can't even hit the repeater. And then if if you roll forward or backwards just a little bit, you might get lucky and get it enough to, you know, to get into it, but you're going to be really scratchy. It's just, I don't know, it must be, I don't know if it's a tiny mountain or something's blocking the direct line of sight to the repeater.
Section you're talking about, I've driven through there many, many times, and they've changed it around in recent years, and it really threw me, because now when you're coming back into that intersection going towards Greenville, you can't turn left anymore. And I know why they did it, because it's a really kind of messed up, dangerous intersection. But the only way, it's kind of bad though, because now the only way to get left if you're coming that direction is to go through the Lidl parking lot. And I don't know if you're really supposed to do that, but they haven't really left you with much of any other option.
Because I haven't noticed that, because I don't go to Lidl, and I don't go up that direction, any of the stores there on the right, so I don't have to turn left out of on the way to Hampton right there. So I haven't even noticed that, but I can see how that would be a problem. Yeah, there's other places like that, too. There's some places like that in Greer one day. I wasn't going to... it was a long left turn lane, so I said, well, I'll just go straight, make a U-turn, you know. Wrong. They had those concrete median halfway to China, you know, before I could turn around. So anyway, I'll learn that one the hard way.
Coles, I'm going to go return this stuff. It was good talking with you. I'll hopefully hear you on again sometime in the near future. But this is W4CTW, and I'll say 7-3 and be clear on your final.
Well, your radio sound, antenna sounded good there, and have a good afternoon, and I will talk with you later. 73's KB4CBA.
4CBA, N4WRO.
4WRO, KB4CBA. I am kind of in a noisy spot here, but I'll be out in just a second here.
Hey, all right, good morning, Dave. What are you doing out terrorizing the neighborhood?
You know, somebody's got to do it. I mean, dang. I'm terrorizing everybody in my Mustang here, and, you know, I get the, I'm number one thing from everybody, you know, the one finger, they say I'm number one. I get that a lot.
Yeah. Well, you're making it into the repeater full quiet, so that in that noise area ain't hurting you at all this morning. I just was sitting there and just talked to a gentleman up in Iceland on 17 meters, and I heard you in there. I thought I'd give you a quick shout.
And, what's the temperature up there?
Yeah, I think you said it was like 3 degrees Celsius or something.
Well, I'll get my phone out and figure out what that is later. I don't have my conversion chart, you know, in front of me.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Poor CPA. Well, there's a chicken truck. No chickens, so he has dropped off his chickens at the factory there. I think it's right a few miles from our house and Rutherford, and I guess he's going back to get him another load. And poor chickens, they don't know what they're in for. I guess they think they're just taking them out for a ride.
Yeah, I know what you mean. When I lived down in Sumter, well, those chicken trucks were on the road all the time down there. They had Tyson down there south in South Sumter, and you'd see dead chickens on the road all over the place.
That'd be gross. I've seen a few, but not many. Any dead animal like that on the road is pretty gross. And of course, dogs and cats and deer and good Lord. Possum. I've hit possum. I saw somebody last night. The last thing he saw was my front grill at 65 miles an hour. He looked up and bam. Oh, I'm laughing, but that was the last thing he ever saw.
Yeah, that's not too good on the car either. N4WRO.
ED5 volts Forenza. I can't remember what the front end. Oh, yeah, it was plastic. It was all plastic on the front. I don't know if it did any damage or not. I don't remember. At that point, I don't think I cared that much. I didn't have any dents in it, but, you know, I had a few scratches from normal wear and tear. But I try to take care of my stuff. Because growing up, I didn't have a whole lot, so... that was just a big deal to me. When I got something, boy, I tried to take care of it because I wanted to keep it as long as I could. In fact, sometimes I think, you know, I wonder what I ever did with that. I was thinking about an old plastic machine gun that my dad bought me for Christmas, and I thought, I wonder what the heck I ever do with that thing. Because it was really cool, but there's a dead possum in the road. But anyway, you just stuff like that. Something will remind you of it, and you start thinking about it and wondering, you know, when you threw it away or broke it in half or whatever you did with it.
Know what you mean? Yeah. All right. Well, I'm gonna jump out. I just thought I'd walk back in the kitchen to see what's going on in there. I just heard you in there and thought I'd give you a holler, see who you were terrorizing.
I'm doing some repairs over at my youngest daughter's house. In fact, I'm pulling up right now. So, and look like I'm going to be playing any tennis today. So, so anyway, maybe I can get a tennis game up this weekend or something. Somebody, I'm about to have withdrawals here. I haven't played since, I think, Monday. And I usually pay about 3 to 5 days a week, so it's, that's not good, because I need to stay healthy. You have a good afternoon. We'll talk to you later, KB4CBA.
Okay, Dave. Yep, stay safe out there. We'll talk to you later. N4WRO.